Hey guys, I'm Ari.
And I'm Kelsey.
And welcome back to Letters from a 2020 Senior.
This episode is called Letters from a 2024 Senior because we thought it would be fun to do a little reunion last 4-year recap episode. And this will be our final episode of our podcast since we are graduating college this year, which is very exciting, class of 2024. So we just wanted to chat for a little bit and talk about what's coming up for the graduation season and after graduation, and then just kind of recap the last 4 years of college. We had 3 in person, 1 online.
So as we're graduating soon, Kelsey, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the Georgetown senior traditions and kind of what this next month is leading up to you actually walking graduation is going to look like?
Yeah, for sure. I'm super excited. There are a lot of events, a lot of dress shopping that needs to be done. I am graduating from Georgetown in May. I think it's 17th. I don't know, whatever that mid-teen Saturday is. There's a lot. The night before we graduate, there's a senior ball. So everyone dresses up super fancy and you go with your parents and your family, whoever wants to come. We have this big ball. And then after that, there's an after party, which leads into senior sunrise on at the Lincoln Memorial. We all watch the sunrise together as a class. And then we go straight to graduation. So apparently it's a no sleep night. You just go and walk. So that's, the big finale. And there's a lot of different senior events leading up to that during senior week. I think they're still planning some of them, but a lot of cute little things and get togethers. I'm trying to think what else. We also have Georgetown Day is a thing we have every year. That's just a big party on the last day of class. So that's something to look forward to, it being the last one. It's kind of nostalgic now, every holiday or every big event now, it's getting a little sad that it's the last one. But I think the thing that's been consuming most of my time this senior spring is what we call 99 days. So at Georgetown, block away from campus, we have this restaurant called The Tombs. And it's a restaurant and then our local bar at night. So it's where everybody goes. It's super fun. It's also, I don't know if I talked about this previously, but it's also where you have your big 21st birthday party, since they are you can't go until you're 21 at night. So you get a big forehead on your a stamp on your forehead when you turn 21. And then from there, that's just kind of where you go out as a senior. And they have this thing called 99 days. So you go for 99 days in a row before graduation. And it's a thing that seniors do and totally optional. I'm doing it with my roommates. So we've been there every single day, which is kind of crazy. It makes time go by super fast when you have such a routine of going to class and going to go get an iced tea at the Tombs, or going out every weekend and going there. So that's been a very fun tradition. And then you get your name on a plaque in this restaurant. And this is this is the main traditional Georgetown restaurant. All the alum go there. Bradley Cooper went to Georgetown. He's been seen there recently. So it's kind of the cool place to be. So it'll be cool and 10 years, go back and bring my kids and see my name on the gold plaque on the wall. There's a lot of fun little tradition things like that, which kind of makes it nice. I feel we talked about a lot in the beginning of this podcast, because we started it as kind of a little creative reflection outlet to what COVID was for us, and not having our final senior year of high school and being on Zoom for our first year of college. I don't know about you, but I feel it's kind of weird to have all these big concluding events. I feel it's not something we had the opportunity to do for high school. So it's been really kind of fun, yet awkward. I don't know. It's weird to think everything's ending when for high school it was so abrupt that we didn't get to have this time to reflect and be with people and know it's the last time you're going to be together.
Definitely. It's a very different transitory feeling, because I always forget that this is a big transition period, because in high school, we just didn't even have the chance to process anything that was going on. It was just, you know, you would watch the news every day and be like, am I going to get to go back to school in the fall? Am I, like, when am I going to be able to re-enter the world? And it was just all, there were so many weird unknowns, and you were just spending so much time inside, and we just, I feel like we didn't get the chance to process any of the emotions that come with that big jump. We kind of had it
mm-hmm.
a lot more spread out, and which was just, you know, brought up a lot of other emotions because of all those reasons. But this is definitely, yeah, it's very different, and it does feel very rewarding to finally get to celebrate all of the work that we've done and get to do all of the, you know, the fun parts of being a senior, because I feel like, you know, having, you know, our senior years of high school were cut off in March, which is right when the fun stuff kind of starts, and now we actually get to do all of this stuff. Like, I remember I took my grad photos yesterday morning, and I posted one just that I took with my phone on my Instagram story, and people were sliding up and saying, like, congratulations and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot that, like, I'm not just taking these grad pictures. I am graduating college, and that is a big yeah. deal. Like, it was such a, and I know that seems so, it probably sounds very weird, but it felt weird for me to be being told congratulations, because I was like, oh, I'm actually graduating. Because I was thinking back, and I was like, it didn't even really feel like I graduated high school. Like, I just kind of,
mm-hmm.
well, like, went through this weird wormhole of time, and then all of a sudden was a sophomore in college. I'm like, okay, well, that's, you just kind of got to go with it. But I'm like, oh, wow, I did it. I completed school. I'm going to have a degree. That's going to be crazy. Yeah, it was a very weird
yeah.
experience.
No, it's wild. It's wild. I was like, I overheard someone talking in the library out of all places about graduating. Someone was like, oh, this is going to be so exciting. Like, there's so much to look forward to. And he was like, yeah, like, super excited. But, like, we're not used to the moment where, like, okay, we graduate, we go have dinner with our family, and then we're sitting there. It's not going to, like, and then we're like, oh my gosh, college is over. Like, it's going to be very strange to have a moment where we can say it's, like, it's done. I feel like in high school, like, there's always a hope that, like, oh, we'll have a weird hybrid in-person graduation eventually. And they're kept trying to give us a little bit more and more. So there's always something to look forward to. It's going to be very strange to, like, walk and say bye to everybody and know it's, I mean, obviously there's, like, alum stuff and homecoming next year that people will come back to, and you'll still keep in touch with, like, our close friends, but it is going to be strange to have, like, an actual conclusion. It's going to be kind of sad, but a lot of good things to come. Ari, what are you, do you talk about your plans post-grad? You're kind of already there. What are your future plans?
So for those of you who don't know, which is probably anyone listening who hasn't been around me recently, because I'm saying I'm in my housewife era. I graduated early from college. UCLA is on the quarter system, so it's kind of like during the school year it's kind of like trimesters. So I finished at the end of March, and I graduated. And I decided to graduate early because, so I, which this is weird to say, I'm not saying I'm getting a degree, I'm pursuing a degree. I have a degree in communication and mm-hmm. a minor in film. And I decided to graduate early because basically the communication major and even the film minor at UCLA are very short. There's just not a ton of classes that you actually need to take to complete both of those. So I noticed this fall quarter of this year, I took summer courses too that contributed to my minor. So in the fall, when I was choosing my classes, I was like, wow, I don't have that many required courses left. So I can kind of just take some classes for fun and just, you know, see whatever. And then I realized that there weren't really that many classes that were being offered that I was even interested in. So I was like, I think I might just stick it out for one more quarter and then be done. And I'll also be able to save money on tuition. And I wouldn't be taking classes just for the sake of taking classes. I would be, you know, taking my last required courses and then finding something better to do with my time. So I'm taking it easy. I'm spending a lot of time with my friends and family. UCLA also, we have some grad traditions that are really fun. The biggest one is that in the middle of campus, we have an inverted fountain. So basically it's a giant fountain where instead of the water shooting upwards, it goes into the fountain. It's kind of like a big, like, well. And at the beginning of your freshman year, which unfortunately I never did, and a lot of people, I guess my entire class never officially did, you get Bruintized, where you stick your hand in the fountain and then they recite some UCLA thing, and you're supposed to not touch the water until you graduate UCLA. I think it's like, oh, if you touch the water, then you're never going to graduate or something like that. Mm-hmm. So your sophomore year, everyone always takes grad pictures in this inverted fountain because you can finally touch the water again because you're graduated and you're done and it's a whole big deal. And that's really fun. It's unfortunate that the fountain is a little bit ugly. The pictures are usually not the cutest thing in the entire world. But yeah, so that'll be fun. I'll stand in a fountain and take some selfies with my friends. I guess I could do it now, but I think I'm going to wait for the rest of my friends to graduate. We'll all do it together. We also do, UCLA has a, it's like a UCLA senior Vegas trip. Some juniors do go, but you kind of have to wait until you're 21, so it's like 90% seniors. And basically they rent out an entire hotel in Vegas and just fill it with all UCLA students. And you get, it's some like all-inclusive deal thing, and you just spend a weekend in Vegas and celebrate. So that'll be over Memorial Day weekend, and I'm very excited for that. I think that'll be super fun. For my actual graduation, we're doing, so because UCLA is just massive and there are, but basically our whole class, we don't all graduate at the, or I guess the College of Letters and Science cannot have one graduation for all of its students. There are three different slots of graduations because there's just way too many people. So my roommates and all of us, we're trying to all get the same graduation time. We want to get it's on a Friday. We're trying to get the 3 p.m. graduation. And then afterwards, we're going to invite all of our parents and family members who come back to our apartment and do like a little happy hour before we all go to dinner at whatever restaurants. So I think that'll be super fun. We'll like host our parents and I don't know, just hang out in our apartment like we've done for parents' weekend and stuff in the past. And I think that'll be a really fun time. But that's kind of all I have, you know, in the coming few weeks. I'm not finishing any classes or anything. I'm just hanging out. I'm doing a lot of cooking and cleaning and being on TikTok. It's probably, I'm trying to find ways to be productive with all this time and just enjoy it, because then I work for the rest of my life. So yeah,
very true. No, that's so fun. We have like a not super, I guess kind of the same same thing. We have, like, a seal that you're not supposed to step mm-hmm. on. And it's in front of a door that we have classes at. So, you, like, everyone awkwardly has to, like, leap over mm-hmm. it to get inside. And, like, you're not supposed to step on it because you won't graduate. So, some people step on it after. But I've also heard things now that it's gonna, if you step on it now, it's gonna continue to, like, curse you, and like your kids won't get in, like, oh my God. If you ever want to go to grad school, you won't get in. Not that I need my kids to go to Georgetown or anything, but I was talking to someone who said that they heard that it's bad vibes go long beyond just graduating from undergrad. So
oh my gosh,
I don't know, we'll see if I decide to step on it, but it's definitely a no-go now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're talking about how you're taking this time before you start your next chapter. Where are you going to be working starting this summer?
So I, by some miracle, got a job. I will be working for Disney branded television in their marketing department, and I'm so excited. Yay. Yeah, it's a post-grad internship, so I'll be there. I'll still be considered an intern, but it's full time, and I'll be working there starting in June, and I'm so excited. It's very much in the career that I wanted to go into. I remember, I think, you know, when we started this podcast, I still wanted to be a journalist because that's what I came into college wanting to do. And then, you know, every class that I took was kind of just like, yeah, journalism's dying and there's no jobs and there's no money in it and no one even reads the paper, and social media kind of killed journalism because now, like, anyone can be a journalist, basically, and blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was writing for the Daily Bruin, and I was like, this isn't fun anymore. I think I want to do something else. And I tried to pivot into entertainment, and, you know, I didn't know anyone really who was like, you know, all of my roommates, I think I've said this before, they are all in the STEM fields. I guess not all of them currently, but I'm the only one pursuing entertainment, so I kind of just had to figure out a lot on my own. But UCLA was great in kind of facilitating some of the opportunities, like, not that they, like, directly helped me with anything, but they, I did this film production program with them and loved it, and then was able to talk about that in a lot of my interviews. I actually talked about that film production, those classes that I was taking over the summer in my interview with Disney, so that was really cool because that was really my introduction into the industry. I'm just, it's very like, oh wow, I, you know, I'm following the passion, which is crazy because I don't think, I think my senior in high school self, who was very sad and cynical about the future, would be very happy to know that, you know, 4 years later, it worked out, and it's okay. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing starting in the summer.
Yeah.
Kelsey, you want to talk about your post-grad work plans?
Of course. No, that's actually so exciting. I'm going to text you and be like, when you're on a Disney Channel set, I'm like, can this be Bring Your Friend to Work Day? Because I want to go with you. that's so cool.
I will gladly bring you.
Yay! Okay. Yeah, so I am graduating with a degree in healthcare policy. I've also been on the pre-med track this whole time. So I'm mm-hmm. currently applying for medical school this cycle. Very exciting, intimidating process. And I'm going to be working as a medical assistant next year. So for my gap year, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a really good time to just get more patient, like, one-on-one patient experience, assist with procedures, just be able to, like, really assist in the office setting. I think it'll be really exciting just to get that experience, and have a lot of, like, opportunities for patient care. I definitely am somebody that wants to always be talking to people and listening, and I don't know, I feel like there's different options that people do with their gap year, and some people do, like, really amazing things in labs or, like, research. And I just was very interested in an opportunity where I could still be like having a lot of face-to-face interaction with patients. So I'm really excited. But I also think it'll be a nice break from the like crazy busy schedule that I've managed to create at Georgetown for myself. So I have like a lot of, I've been making a little list of other like life goals, that hopefully I can spend some time working on or like doing before hopefully going to med school. So like I want to start reading a lot more. I like already love to cook, but I just want to keep doing that. It's like it's like my favorite thing to do, like after I come home from like a really hard class or something. Just like meal prep for the week, so keep doing that. I don't know, I just want to like try new things and have like challenge myself to, I don't know, make the most out of the year, and just spend time with friends and family, and I don't know, explore like new restaurants and things. So I think it'll be a good, I'm hoping it's gonna be a good year. Yeah, lots of application stuff to look forward to as well. But yeah.
That's so exciting. This is just a crazy time. You have all of your, you never let the intimidation and the difficulty of pre-med get you down. And Kelsey also, she took her MCAT, which is crazy. And like, you're locked and loaded. I think this year is going to be, I'm very excited for you. I think it's going to be very cool.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Definitely a lot of unexpected things in the future, but a lot of things to look forward to as well. But yeah, so I guess that was our little blurb on what our future lives look like. But do we have any, I guess, main takeaways? We've done that, like, we did this podcast, definitely been like less active the last few years, but in the beginning we just talked about advice for starting college and like what our experiences were. Do we have any final wisdom for anybody that's in college right now, is in high school right now and stressed about what their college life is going to look like? Any main takeaways that you have from your last 4/3 real years of college?
Right. Yeah. I like, where do you even start? I feel like
I know, that's a big question.
I think I'm going to pass it off to you because Kelsey always prepares for these conversations and I don't. I just am like, I'll just wing it. I'll speak from the heart. But I think with this, I want to be meaningful with my words. So I'll hand it off to you to give your words of wisdom first, and then I'll follow.
Okay. I'll try. I don't know how wise it'll be, but I did jot down a few things because I always write down something. I think my main takeaway and something I still like, something I feel like everybody's constantly working on no matter like where they are in their life, is just really trying to stay present. Mm-hmm. I think it's really easy to get caught up in like drama with friends, drama with classes, the future, and like all the expectations that people have for you, and that you have for yourself. Honestly, I feel like for me that's what always caught me up the most, but just really trying to stay present. And I think the way that I found that to be easiest was like constantly doing new things. I also feel like there's a tendency freshman and sophomore year to be super outgoing and going a lot of places. And then I feel like it kind of winds down and people get like really settled. And not that I didn't, like I definitely feel like in terms of friends and your routine, you get the hang of things, and like that's really nice and has its benefits. But I think there's like another benefit to also constantly meeting new people and trying new things and taking different classes. And I think that really kept me grounded in like thinking about how amazing college was and not getting in the stress that kind of makes you take things for granted. So I guess that was like a big reflecting point for me. And kind of going on top of that, go to class. I feel like that's also something.
It's like real.
Yeah. Like I feel like people used to say that and I didn't realize how people actually didn't go to class. I mean, I get the, you know, if you're sick or have something or like need that mental health day, that's always valid. But I don't know. I think it's rare to, this is like our last opportunity, you know, or potentially one of the last opportunities to be in a room with people that are your age and have the same questions and like are at the same place in your life as you, same place in their life that you're in. And I don't know, I've recently really loved, I've also been taking like more seminary classes, so I think that's part of it, so there's more room for discussion. But I just love like being in a class and talking to people, and that, like, I don't know, just asking questions without having like the consequence of like a job or a project that you're tied down to. So go to class. Mm-hmm. I just think it's such like a cool, I mean, not, maybe that's just like the nerdy student in me, but I don't know. I'm in a class right now that really reminds me of high school. I'm in a young adult literature class. So we're reading like The Hunger Games and Twilight and The Outsiders.
Wait, that's so fun.
I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. It's very not like the other classes I've been taking.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So like, it's so refreshing. And we sit in a circle, and it reminds me of senior year. No, not even senior year. It reminds me of my sophomore year English class in high school with like the Socratic seminar energy where you talk, and then like you pick on the next person to talk. And it's just super engaging. Mm-hmm. And I've loved it. And I just realized like how cool it is to be with such amazing, like being surrounded by people that have so many different, like so many amazing goals that are different and similar to yours. So I've been trying mm-hmm. to be very like reflective and grateful, like in the moment when I've been in classes, just taking advantage of all the things that being in college has to offer. So yeah, I also have been watching This Is Us, which I feel like has just made me very like reflective and deep and very, I don't know, introspective recently. I don't know if mm-hmm. anybody's watched it, but it like makes me cry every time. And it's constantly like back and forth between their life, like as adults and as kids. So maybe that's just the This Is Us that's like created this deep, be present answer. But I don't know. I'm definitely excited for the future, but I loved Georgetown. I love Georgetown and all the things that I've been able to do. And it's weird to think, it feels so, like it went by so fast, but looking back at all the classes and internships and all the things like that, definitely been a great time, and I'm going to miss it a lot. So mm-hmm. if you're in college right now and you're a sophomore or a freshman, just make sure that you don't let it like go by too fast, and really, I don't know, just remind yourself how cool it is that you're in school. But yeah, I feel like I sound like a teacher. Yeah. I feel like this is a good like stay in school, kids. But yeah, I don't know how wise that was, but that was my little reflection. Anything that you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I second everything that you said. I am going to try to give some words of wisdom that are hopefully somewhat as wise, but also different from the things that you said, because I agree with everything that you said, and I think that that is great advice, and I hope that, I think it's hard to sometimes take these things to heart, but hopefully these can be things that if you find yourself, you know, in a spot where you need some mental guidance, that these, you can take away some of these points and like tell them to yourself, and hopefully that will, you know, easier sorrows for whatever stresses you're going through in college, because there inevitably will be stressors and times that are harder than others.
For sure. No, I feel like I was very optimistic with that. That's not to say that there haven't been low points in college. I think just now looking back, like there definitely have been some big struggles, but I don't know, I think in the end it's all worth it, and by the end of your senior year you're gonna be like happy walking across that stage, no matter what there's gonna be something that you like loved and took away from it, even if you had the ups and downs that are bound to come with it all.
Exactly.
So yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll start. I have 3 points of advice. I hope that these are in a good order. First, this is more specifically for, I guess, will probably be more helpful for the people who feel like they have to do everything. I felt like when I was in high school, I was of the mindset that, you know, I was very yes man. Like, every opportunity you say yes, and you do it with a smile on your face, you do everything, you do that club, and like, you know, I took that with me in college. That's, I think, something that's kind of what is the word that I'm looking for, it's just kind of like a part of my personality, you know. I am, you know, you you do the thing, you say yes to every opportunity and all this stuff, whatever. And I, specifically senior year, I guess I'll just, you know, say the example that I am thinking of. I was very set on doing a musical with my student theater group, and I love it. It's so fun. However, it's a huge commitment. Like, it is a massive, massive commitment. And I recently, or I guess a few weeks before the auditions for the musical, I got an internship that I had applied for that was ended up being super beneficial for my career journey. And I was talking with my parents and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna be a little bit, it's gonna be a tight quarter because I'm taking 3 classes. I'm gonna, and they're my last required courses, so they're gonna be a little bit more difficult, and I'm gonna do the musical, and now I have this internship that I'm gonna have to, you know, work 16 to 24 hours at a week. And my parents were like, what are you, what? And I was like, well, I have to do everything. It's what I've always done. I always do everything that I think that I should be doing. And I remember my junior year of college, I did that. I had 2 jobs at the same time. I had an on-campus job and an internship off campus. I was in a musical and I was a full-time student, and I was miserable. I didn't have time to, I missed one of my best friend's birthday dinners. I didn't have as much time to hang out with my friends. I barely had time to study. I would, like, you know, I was missing classes because I was either sick or just way too exhausted. And basically just, you know, all of this stuff. And my parents were like, why do you want to do that to yourself again? And I was like, I don't know. And I kind of just had to look at myself in the mirror and be like, wow, it's okay to say no. And you know what? And I ended up, I didn't do the musical this year. And thank God I didn't, because I actually had time to breathe. And I was still busy, but I just wasn't overloaded. And so I just, my piece of advice is it's okay to not do everything, even if you think that you need to. I'm just letting you know that you don't. You don't have to overload your schedule to feel like your time is worthwhile and valuable. You can take time to just hang out with your friends and sit around your college apartment and make dinner and watch a TV show. Like, that, it's okay. You can, there should be room for that in your life. Yeah, so that was like a huge thing. I was like, wow, I can not do things if I don't want to do them. Crazy. My second point of advice is, I've been thinking a lot about making decisions and how in college you're faced with, especially as you approach the end of it, you know, there are so many different avenues with, you know, what you can do and whatever, and it sometimes can feel a little bit discouraging to be faced with so many different options that it kind of makes you want to not even make a decision at all, because it's like, well, if I make this decision, then I can't simultaneously make the other decisions and test out, like, which route is going to be more beneficial, or like which decision I'm gonna make that's gonna lead to a pattern of events where like I will end up happier or whatever the end goal is. And it's like, it whatever decision that you make, you kind of just have to trust yourself that you'll make it work and that there is value in making that decision in the first place, and that like you're just not gonna be able to live out every single hypothetical in your life and like do a test run of it. So it just, there, whatever decision you make, that will be the best one and that will be valuable for you. And you just kind of got to trust yourself that if down the line something is not working, then you have the strength and the resources and the will to change it and to pivot, and like that you're not like making a decision with your career is not like going to jail. Like, you're not gonna, mm-hmm. you know. Okay, my last piece of advice, I've been yapping away. I just realized, like, this is a very long-winded way of me saying all of this. But
no, this has been such good advice. I feel like I am, like, I agree with everything you're saying, but also I'm like, wow, I should take that. No, I feel like you're hitting, like, on really major things that I feel like everybody is struggling with in college. So keep going.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. I've had a lot of time on my hands in this post-grad era to self-reflect. So this is really just like a brain dump. I'm wiser now.
You're wiser. You have your degree. Yeah. I'm degreeless still. I have 1 month left.
You're almost there. So my piece of advice is the thing that I've been concerned about the most, and that is just worrying about the future. And I remember when this year started, I was having a conversation with my roommate, and I was like, the last time I felt this much uncertainty about the future was when I was a senior in high school and I was waiting for college decisions to come back. And I was worrying myself sick with all of these, like, before I had even gotten all my decisions back, like, before I even knew what options were on the table, I was creating all of these hypothetical situations in my head of like, maybe I'll end up going to this school and then I'll do this thing and this will happen and then this will happen and this will, and none of that happened. It worked out fine. And I just noticed myself doing that a lot when kind of at the start of 2024, because that was when I started my last quarter of college and I was really thinking about finding a job post-grad and what I was gonna do. And I was really stressed about what route I was gonna take. And, you know, with entertainment, I know that it's really hard to get a job without connections. So I was going through the list. I'm like, okay, first I'm gonna reach out to this person. And then if that doesn't work, I'll reach out to this person. And if that doesn't work, I'm gonna reach out to this person. And it just, like, making all of these, like, just really stressing myself out with things that I just did not need to be stressed about then. So I thought at that time, I was like, if I just can get a job, like, if I can figure out what I'm gonna do post-grad employment-wise, everything else in my life will fall right into place and I will be so happy and I'll never worry about anything again in my entire life. And then I got a job that is wonderful and I was so happy and so excited. I was so stressed during the interview process because I wanted it, like, just so bad. I got it and it was this just wonderful, amazing thing. And then I was like, oh gosh, now I'm really worried about I got to figure out where I'm going to live and who I'm going to live with. And then, you know, what if I show up and they don't like me? Like, what if I am gonna do a bad job? And oh gosh, now I'm worried about, and what am I gonna make for dinner tomorrow night? And what, and just like all these things. And I just was like, if I sit around and look for things to worry about, I will find things to worry about and then I will worry about them. But it's so unnecessary. And I'm a worrier. Like, I just personally struggle with ruminating and thinking, like, if I just think about this for another 30 seconds, I'm going to get some clarity. If I just think about this a little bit harder, something's going to click and I'm going to figure it out in my brain. Where it's like, that you can just set it down and it does not need to be a thing to worry about. Like, I'm trying more to just shift my mindset of, like, everything, like, when I was a senior in high school, having a very full circle moment, like, when I was a senior in high school and so worried about what the future was going to hold and all of this stuff, whatever, and I just was, like, remember feeling this, like, impending doom and, like, there, and I just, like, couldn't picture a reality where things worked out and I was happy. And now that I am graduating college, I can say that I'm super happy and it worked out and it's fine. And so it will be just like that. Like, instead of finding things to worry about, I am, you know, every time I, like, have a thought that is like, oh, that kind of is making me anxious or that's making me worry, I'm like, I can trust myself that, like, that I am confident enough in myself that future Ari will figure it out. Future Ari has the strength to deal with these things, and that is not something that I need to be worried about right now. Instead, I can just think about all of the exciting things that are going to happen in this next transition period, and excited to take a shower and watch my favorite show before I go to bed. And that can just be what is in my head, and it doesn't need to be this... I don't need to be sitting here thinking about all of the ways that things are not, like, could hypothetically not work out, and just all of these random events that have not even happened, nor will they. And I can just let my future self, and just trust that my future self will be able to handle life, and it will be fine. So that is my, and I know all of that is so much easier said than done, but that is, mm-hmm. that's my advice for the incoming college students and the current college students, is that, you know, I hope that you can take some of these things to heart, because I think it'll make your life a lot easier.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. I think there is like a clicking, I mean, I think it's something like day to day that you, like, we're both little anxious girlies. I feel like tomorrow we could sit here and be like, no, the world is ending. Like, I don't have my life figured out.
Yeah, literally.
But I also feel like there is, like, a moment where it clicks, like, once you are settled at school, where hopefully, like, you know, you go into it with all these goals, and it's so good to be driven and ambitious and, like, have things that you're passionate about. But, like, to an extent, like, it's, you need to... like, you need it to click where you're like, okay, like, I need to focus on the journey of aspect of it and embrace the uncertainty and just, like, get through this day. And, like, you know, like, watching your show, favorite show. Like, I feel like stuff like that is stuff that really can allow you to stay present, going full circle again to what I said in the beginning. But, yeah, I think just loving, like, taking, I don't know, embracing the little things and just, like, those little moments, because that's what you're going to remember, like, in 10 years from now, like, after we graduate. We're not gonna care about what internship we did that summer. It's gonna be like, oh my gosh, that was such a fun time with friends when we just, like, sat on the lawn and ate dinner. Just, wow, I don't know, it's kind of sad. This has been such a fun journey, just having this podcast. It was a very, like, it was so nice for us, I think.
Yeah,
it was also rare that we were both home. I feel like I had a lot of friends that everybody left and everyone was at school. So it was so great that, like, we were both home and miserable and bored together. So we, like, started this.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's been like it's been a fun journey. I don't know, bye. Like, shout out to J Company Youth Theater for for introducing us,
for bringing us together
however many years ago.
Literally.
Like, how many years ago? I was like 13, I think. So 8 years ago.
When?
Wait, 12? No, I was 11. Yes. I was 11 or 10. I was so wrong. I was 11 or 10. So, like, it's been 10 years.
I was gonna say, I was like, you started.
Yeah,
when
no,
you're
that's
13.
So wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's been like over 10 years.
So it's
think.
Been. Wow, we've known
that's
each other
crazy.
For a decade.
We're
that
so
is
old.
So... We're literally so old. Oh my god. Yeah, time really just passes, and it's wild.
Yeah. No, but it's also kind of crazy to think how stressed we were. I don't know, like, it's so like grounding to be like, oh my gosh, we are so stressed about where we're going to go to college together, and now we're like sitting here talking about what we're going to be doing in our adult life. So super super fun.
It's so wild.
This has been a fun crazy little journey. So thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah.
To all you listeners out there, the few survivors.
All five of you. Yeah. Thank you for listening to us through this journey. Four of them are our parents.
Yes. Hey, what was the last time you looked at how many countries? I don't know who you are, but like in your 11, like we're listening to 11 countries apparently. At one point, that was so funny when you were like, yeah, we have 11 countries. I was like, who? Because I'm pretty sure there's only one person listening to it in the U.S. So I appreciate all of our international supporters.
Like, literally. shout out to all of our international listeners. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for boosting our stats a little bit.
Yep. Much appreciated. But yeah, that's it. Letters for a 2024 senior. That was our letter, our single letter.
That's our letter, signed Ari and Kelsey.
Yep. Bye, guys. Thanks.